Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Poole, and my guest today is Paul Grondahl, and he's with the Writers Institute, and he is going to talk about the spring schedule of events. Now, Paul, what's your title there?
My title is Director of the New York State Writers Institute at the University of Albany.
So you have events in the fall and in the spring, is that correct?
Yes, our schedule coincides with our academic calendar, so fall semester and spring semester. And our spring semester kicks off on January 24th. Our first event, Steven Pinker, who's a world-renowned neuroscientist, professor at Harvard, author of many bestsellers, and he's going to be talking about his new book called Enlightenment Now.
And the book is about, give us a brief synopsis?
Yeah, it's basically about that, even though, you know, with certain things going on in this country politically and around the world and economically, there's kind of a conventional wisdom that things have gotten worse. But he shows through very good data and scientific information and metrics that the world is actually getting better. Even the poorest of the poor countries are far better off than they were a century or more ago. And he really argues for science, reason, and humanities over things like religion and mysticism and other things. He's really a scientist, and he brings scientific evidence-based information to bear on his argument. It's very compelling.
Oh, wow. So you've read the book?
I listened to it. I'm in my car a lot, and I listen to a lot of books, so I listen to it on as an audio book.
Okay. So tell us more about the spring schedule.
Yeah, so...
Go ahead.
Yeah, the theme of it is we're celebrating the 175th anniversary of the founding of the University at Albany. A lot of people don't realize.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is amazing. We started in 1844 as a very small school to train teachers. It's called the State Normal School. Normal was a term for teachers' colleges across America. It's one of the very first public teaching colleges in New York State and very early nationally. So it grew and grew over time, and many people know the downtown campus. I know you've been there, Page Hall. We do a lot of events there.
Mm-hmm.
That was our campus, you know, for the first century or more of its existence, and it was focused on training teachers. And in the late 1960s, it moved to the Uptown campus, you know, Nelson Rockefeller and his expansion of the State University of New York system. And now we're one of the largest, most comprehensive, diverse, emphasis on diverse, research universities in the nation. 18,000 undergraduate and graduate students, our 190,000 or so alumni are in 138 countries in all 50 states. So we've grown from a very small local teachers college to a broad-based research university with an international reach. And we have thousands of international students on this campus as well.
People from all over the world come here.
Yeah, so that's what we reflect in our programming at the Writers Institute. We bring writers from around the world as well. And this schedule, it's too much to go through, but we have 36 events between now and May 4th, everything from filmmakers and showing films to poets to historians to fiction writers, and a hugely diverse audience, you know, authors from around the world and across the spectrum of ethnic and racial diversity. That's very important to us because our campus here is extremely diverse. We are, you know, more than 40% students of color, and probably a third are first generation university students. So our campus profile is reflected in the people that we bring in. For instance, on February 4th, Charlene Woodard anyone who's lived in Albany for any period of time would know her. She was born and raised in Albany. She went to Albany High School. She's won 2 Obie Awards for her work on stage. She's won a Tony Award. She was a star in Ain't Misbehavin'. She's been in movies, and she's coming here to talk about her career in theater. It's part of our Burian lecture. It's named after the late chair of our theater department.
So how many years have you been doing this, or the institute has been doing this?
Yeah, good question. So the institute was founded in 1983 by William Kennedy, who's our Albany, you know, born and bred prize-winning novelist. He won a MacArthur Genius Grant in that year, 1983, and a small portion of that he, set aside to found this Writers' Institute. And the president at the time, Vincent O'Leary at the University of Albany, agreed to match him. So started very small, but over 35 years we brought in over 2,000 writers, and I'm the third director in that 35-year history, and I came on board a little less than 2 years ago. In February, it will be 2 years.
Wow, so you guys have a rich history of promoting culture and the arts to the community in Albany, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we get thousands and thousands of people to come to our events each semester, and we're very proud that we've been able to keep them free and open to the public. If you wanted to see writers that we're bringing in, say, in New York City, you'd probably pay $30 to $60 for a ticket. We're able to do it for free because we raise money. The university supports us. Just an example of the first couple of years that we started, here's the names that we started out with. Saul Bellow, Toni Morrison, Gloria Steinem, Norman Mailer, John Updike, and we've continued at that level of exceptional literary talent for our entire history. You know, recently we had Salman Rushdie. This semester we have Richard Russo, we have T.C. Boyle, we have Ibi Zoboi, we have Ed Yong, we have Samuel Delaney. And the list goes on and on. I think your listeners in particular in the Albany and Capital Region area would be interested. In March 7th, we have Roger McNamee. Now, he grew up in Albany. His family was well known. His father started First Albany Corporation. He went to Albany Academy. He's become a major investor out in Silicon Valley in California. And he's written a book called Zucked, Z-U-C-K-E-D. The Education of an Unlikely Activist, and he talks about how he was a mentor and an early investor in Facebook and knew Mark Zuckerberg very well, and this book is critical and a challenge to what Facebook has become. He's very upset with, as you and others have been talking about and reading, you know, collusion and interference in our electoral system by the Russians, setting up fake accounts on Facebook and gaming the system. So his book and his talk on March 7th at the Writers Institute is going to be taking a very hard critical look at Facebook and calling for them to, you know, police their social media site much better.
Well, you know, if you've read the book or you've seen the movie about the origins of Facebook, and Zuckerberg actually hacked into the database at Harvard and stole all the information, and that's how he started Facebook. And Larry
yes.
Summers, who was president of the university at the time, really did nothing about it. If he had clamped down on Zuckerberg, there might be no Facebook today. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's. I watched that movie too, The Social Network, and there was a lot of legal action against Zuckerberg, including the two twins, Cinco Kloss, I think their names. So they were, you know, early creators. Zuckerberg was never really you know, a programmer or, you know, really did a lot of the architecture of this site. He had other people do it, and then he kind of pushed them out and claimed it all. And that movie makes clear that he was not, you know, the best friend. He sort of turned on them and claimed the intellectual property, and they sued him, and they won a settlement against him.
So this talk on March 7th, that's going to be a very interesting talk. What time will that be? Do you know yet?
Yes. Again, you can find all this out at our website, nyswritersinstitute.org. nyswritersinstitute.org.
Okay.
So the evening presentation will be at 7:30 p.m. in Page Hall. As we mentioned, that's on the downtown campus. Yeah, 135 Western Avenue. It's a big theater. It seats over 800 people. We hope to get a big crowd there. But he's also going to be giving a more informal, what we call a craft talk, talking about how he goes about writing, how he, you know, how he got his business started. It's a smaller group. You can ask him questions directly. It's a kind of a back-and-forth conversation. That's at 4:15 p.m. on the Uptown campus in our Campus Center West edition. So we got two events with Roger McNamee talking about his book, Zucked, his sharp criticism of Mark Zuckerberg on March 7th.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Thursday. So 4:15 p.m. at our Uptown campus, 7:30 p.m. at our downtown campus.
So when you plan these events, do people from other parts of the state and other states come in to see what you guys are doing?
Yeah, they do. We've kind of become a model. We know we're one of the preeminent in the nation, and actually have a meeting coming up next week with people from SUNY Central. Want to talk about how we can sort of spread what we do here, maybe throughout the SUNY system. But we're very proud of what we've created, and it's grown and expanded. Our founder, William Kennedy, is still very much involved. He comes to all of our events. He's kind of our guiding spirit. He just turned 91 years old yesterday. He's still working hard. He's working on new projects. And we started something for the first time this year, the Albany Book Festival. It was in the fall, and we're already planning the next one for next fall. And we'll be putting out the date very soon so people can mark their calendars. We had about 5,000 people who came to hear people like Doris Kearns Goodwin, Gregory Maguire, Walter Mosley, Kazir Khan. You know, these are best-selling, national, internationally known authors, and here you can come hear them, talk with them, get your book signed, and we give it to you all for free.
Wow, this is great. So for people who want to keep informed on your events, where they will be, what time, can you give us the website address again?
The website again is nyswritersinstitute.org, or you can find us on Facebook at New York State Writers Institute. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. But the easiest is to go to our website, nyswritersinstitute.org. If you want to email us, it's writers@albany.edu. We can send out a printed program, which we mail out for free to several thousand followers and people interested in coming to our events. And we love nothing better than having a big crowd and having a really interesting, enlightening, sometimes challenging, but hopefully inspiring conversation with some brilliant writers and amazing, creative, imaginative people.
You know, there's a lot of colleges, even in the area, like Princeton and Harvard and, you know, Ivy League schools. Do they do anything like this? And what is the importance of what you guys do?
Yeah, some of the, certainly the Ivy League schools and even others in these areas do something what we do, but not as many events, not as comprehensive, not branching out into things like a book festival. In my research, I could only find two other universities that have book festivals, Vanderbilt University and Clemson University. And we've got other things. We do a film series that make us unique. And I think the value is, number one, for our students, we actually have professors in the English department who teach classes based on the books and the writers that we're bringing in. So, you know, we have those students and their professors come to the events, and then they read the books and they discuss. And, you know, we also have access for our administrators and our staff at all our events. So for a university, it's a great thing. And one of our most important core principles with our new president, Dr. Avidan Rodriguez, who started about a year and a half ago, he wanted to do more with community engagement. He didn't want to be this town and gown divide. So more and more, we're bringing our programs out to the people. We're going to public libraries. We're going to Albany High School. We bring our writers to Albany High School students regularly. So we're a resource for this area, not just the people who study and work here, but for the whole region. So we think we're doing a public service.
I think that's terrific. So in our closing moments, give the website again, please.
Yes, yes. www.nyswritersinstitute.org. nyswritersinstitute.org. You can email us, writers@albany.edu. And you can pick up a phone and call us the old-fashioned way if you like. We're at 518-442-5620. We're the Writers Institute at the University of Albany.
Thanks, Paul. You've been listening to Paul Grundahl, and this is Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Paul, the best of luck to you. Thanks for taking the time to be on Focus on Albany, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Bye.